Sports coverage you can depend on. KLGR 1490.
Time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's action from Concordia College in St. Paul. It's the state class 2A consolation semifinals. River Valley taking on ESCO. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the 2019 River State Boys Basketball Tournament Boosters. And now at the pregame, the play-by-play, it's Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin. Good evening and welcome in to another edition of Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. We are in a different venue here tonight, the campus of Concordia University, St. Paul, as the Cardinals, coming off of an opening round loss to Perham, are trying to advance to the Consolation Championship tomorrow against Melrose, as Melrose able to come away with the win over St. Peter in the game just before this. Final score was 58-53. Melrose getting the win. And so Redwood Valley would advance to play Melrose in the Consolation Championship tomorrow here at 2 o'clock in what could be a very busy day on our airwaves, as we know we've got two games here from Concordia St. Paul. Springfield getting upset in the first round today. They lost to Spring Grove. And also Westbrook Walnut Grove losing today. They took on Northwoods. And the final score in that game was 56-39, Northwoods with the win. So we've got two area teams that have already advanced to play to tomorrow, although not in the way that they had hoped. We'll see if Redwood Valley, who is the game ahead, can try to get to tomorrow as well in the Consolation Championship. So looking at the score from last night, as Perham able to beat Redwood Valley by a final score of 73-58. Redwood Valley trailed by four at the half, 28-24, but Perham outscoring Redwood Valley 45-34 in the second half. And despite Redwood Valley shooting relatively well from three, 7-17, Perham 24 of 35 from the free throw line. Redwood Valley just 3 of 5 from the stripe, and that obviously a large disparity to try to overcome. Rebounding also heavily in Perham's favor, 36-21. And for the Cardinals, they committed 13 turnovers in the loss. Cole Woodford had himself quite the day, 23 points on 9 of 17 shooting. Also had 4 rebounds and 4 assists and 2 steals. So an all-around effort for Cole Woodford in what could be his final game of his Cardinal career, and an illustrious one at that. Woodford trying to get his team to the Consolation Championship here tomorrow. Other leaders in that game, Kyle Huntercook with 12 points on 6 of 7 shooting. He also had 5 rebounds and 2 assists. Bronson Smith with 10 points on 4 of 5 shooting. He also had 2 made threes, 2 for 2 from the three-point line. Redwood Valley shot better than Perham in the game, as they were 24 of 47 from the field, Perham 23 of 50. So that was good. It's just the Cardinals got into a lot of foul trouble. They committed 27 fouls, Perham just 14 on the game. Now, looking at ESCO against Minneapolis North, they gave Minneapolis North quite the scare, as the final score in that one, 61-53. And this was tied at the half, and ESCO was right in it with Minneapolis North until a little bit of a surge at the end. Minneapolis North outscoring ESCO 31-23 in the second half. ESCO was 7 of 18 from 3. They out-rebounded Minneapolis North 33-27. 23 turnovers, though, for ESCO. That was the big story, as pressure defense by the Polars led to a lot of turnovers for ESCO. So that is something that is going to have to change if ESCO expects to be able to win this game here today. And for Redwood Valley, they just got to do a little better job on the defensive side of the ball in order to come away with the win. Cardinals and Esko getting ready to go here in tonight's matchup. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back and we'll get you ready to roll. Take a two-minute break, then we'll come back. We'll get you the starters, and we will get ready to rock. Cardinals trying to advance the Consolation Championship game. That comes your way next. You're listening to State's Class A Consolation Semifinals here on KLGR. And back here on the campus of Concordia, St. Paul, we are just a couple of minutes away from the start of tonight's game between the Redwood Valley Cardinals and the Esko Eskimos. The starting lineups for this game are as follows, starting with the visiting Eskimos. Their starting lineup is number 15, John Stadola. Number 20, Peyton Weffel. Number 21, Riley Fisher. Number 25, Trevor Spindler. And number 35, Camden Berger. And looking at the stats for those players, starting off with Stadola, he's averaging 8.1 points per game on the season. Peyton Weffel is averaging 14 points per game. Riley Fisher averaging 4.3 points per game. Trevor Spindler averaging 18.8 points per game, so he'll be the player to watch for Esko. And Camden Berger averaging 14 points per game. So a trifecta of scorers for the Eskimos here in this game. And for Redwood Valley, a very familiar lineup. It'll be Connor Josephson, Cole Woodford, Bronson Smith, Kyle Huntercook, and Colin Wells. So, Stadola, Weffel, Fisher, Spindler, and Berger. And for the Cardinals, Josephson, Woodford, Smith, Huntercook, and Wells. Those are your starting lineups here for tonight's game. Redwood Valley in the home reds here tonight. Esko in the visiting whites with yellow letters, black trim. Cardinals the reds with the black numbering and white trim. And some students coming down to the media table just to my left. The site coordinator saying, so which station are you guys affiliated with? And we'll see. It looks like they are going to be allowed to play along here tonight. We will have the starting lineups announced. Already went through them, so let's hear them from the public address announcer as well.
Maybe also the greater of Africa.
There you have it, the lineup for both teams, and we are just about ready to go here from Concordia University in St. Paul. Thank you for joining us for what has been a very busy week of coverage. Randy and I all over the place, and that will continue tomorrow. We know we're here for two, hoping to make it three games in a row. First two would be on 97.7 Jack FM. If the Cardinals win tonight, they'll play at 2 o'clock. We'll have that over on the AM. Opening tip is picked up by Redwood Valley, and Cole Woodford will get it started. He's got it at the top of the key. Kicks the far side to Colin Wells. Wells back to the top for Josephson. Josephson in the corner to Cole. Cole goes around a screen. Kicks it back out top to Hunter Cook. Back to the far side for Wells. Colin to the free throw line. Backs it out to Cole. Cole, a deep look for three. Offline, rebound hauled in by Fisher. And Esco will bring it up on the far side. Berger with it. Berger kicks it in the corner. Back to the top of the key for Spindler. Spindler inside. Back out. Three for Esco to start it. No good. Rebound to Cole. Quickly ahead to Bronson Smith. Pass is tapped away. Bronson comes away with it. Cardinals keep it alive, but they will reset. Wells back outside for Cole. Quickly across to Hunter Cook in the corner to Bronson. Bronson left alone. The three is good. Bronson Smith for three. Redwood Valley out in front early. 3-0. Spindler on the drive. Up and in for two. Goes around Kyle Hunter Cook. And Esco gets the answer. 3-2. With 16:48 left to go here first half. Wells in the corner. Kicks it back out to Cole, back across Bronson Smith. Far side in the corner to Josephson. Josephson to Hunter Cook at the top. Kyle on the attack. Goes to the low post. Kicks it back out to Bronson. Bronson back out to Cole. Cole on the attack himself. Cole loses the handle, and he's going to be called for a travel. So Esco will inbound. It will be Spindler to handle the duties. Kicks to Berger. And Berger will bring it up. Josephson keeping a close eye on him. Redwood Valley leading 3-2. 16:20 left to go. Far side for Spindler. Spindler will back it out. And he'll dribble on the far side. Hands it off to Berger. Berger on the far side now. Down to the low post. Spindler is fouled. Shot is no good, but he'll head to the free throw line. Foul on Colin Wells. That will send Spindler to the free throw line. First free throw is good. Trevor Spindler, all three of Esco's points so far. Score now 3-3. And Spindler knocks down the second free throw to make it 4-3 with 15:57 left to go here in the second or the first half. Josephson far side in the corner. Cole for three. Offline. Rebound tipped out. Josephson comes away with it. Kicks inside to Hunter Cook. Hunter Cook. Shot is no good, but he'll head to the line. First free throw from Hunter Cook is good. Redwood Valley back on top, or as actually tied it, I beg your pardon, 4-4. One more free throw on the way, and that free throw is also good. So two free throws for Kyle Hunter Cook. Makes it 5-4. Redwood Valley puts on some full court pressure. Esco with numbers. Kick in the corner for three. Offline, rebound hauled in by the Eskimos. Turnaround shot offline, no good. Cole the rebound in Redwood Valley, looking to fly. Bounced inside to Bronson Smith. It's tipped out off of Esco. Redwood Valley will keep it. Josephson in the corner to Woodford. Fakes the drive, and a foul going to be called on Fisher. His first Second team foul on the Eskimos. Cole with it on the wing. Cole back outside to Hunter Cook. Wells on the drive, shovels it inside to Bronson. Bronson, nice, patient Bronson Smith. And that makes it 7-4, and the ball is tipped out off of Redwood Valley. And Esko will bring it up. Lobbed to Berger, nearly tips it away as Redwood Valley trying to trap, and a blocking foul going to be called on Josephson. Well, it looks like Berger used an arm to try to alleviate some space. Berger will inbound. Back to the top of the key for Weifel. Weifel around a screen. Kicks it to Sadola. Sadola bounces it in the corner. Esko with motion. Kicks it far side to Berger. Berger in the corner. Weifel kicks it down low to Spindler. Back to the top for Berger. A three offline. Wells with the rebound. Wells in transition. Cardinals looking to fly. Wells on the attack. Shot is good. Colin Wells. Nicely done, and it's 9-4. Redwood Valley on top. And Woodford knocks the ball away, but it's picked up again by the Eskimos. Weifel kicks it back out. Top of the key for Spindler. Short shot. No rebound is picked up. And the cleanup effort by Sadola is good. And that makes it 9-6. Redwood Valley still on top with 14:01 left to go here in the first half. Woodford at the top. Across to Bronson Smith, far side. Bronson kicks it in the corner to Hunter Cook. Back to Wells. Colin at the top. Colin loses the handle, able to get it back. Lobs it back out to Cole at the top. And Cole will get the offense set. Cole looking to go to work on the drive. Shot is no good, and the rebound is hauled in by the Eskimos. Far side for Berger. Berger on the drive. Blocking foul. Going to be called on Josephson, and that is his second. Brian Haas, Carter Getter come in. As Wells and Josephson depart. Inbounds play for Esko. Results in a very quick basket underneath by Trevor Spindler. And makes a 9-8. Woodford at the top. Cole goes around the screen. Cole zings it in the corner to Bronson Smith. Bronson loses the handle. Getter picks it up. Getter back outside to Haas. Haas fakes the pass. Haas on the drive. Back out to Cole. Cole with a lane to the basket. Cole up and in. Cole Woodford on the board, and Redwood Valley on top by 3, 11-8, with 12:53 left to go here in the first half. Eskimos into the front court. Kicked across. The three in transition is offline. Rebound hauled in again by Sadola. Shot is altered by Kyle Huntercook. And here comes Redwood Valley in transition. Brian Haas top the key. Haas kicks it back out to Hunter Cook, back to Cole. Cole around the screen. Back out to Hunter Cook and across to Bronson. Bronson in the corner for Carter Getter, far side. Getter into Hunter Cook. Hunter Cook, high shot off the glass. Kyle Hunter Cook is good. And that makes it 13-8 with 12:11 left to go here in the first half. Kicked out. Far side to Weifel. Weifel on the wing. Back to the top for Berger. Berger kicks to Sadola. Sadola fadeaway shot rattles out. Cardinals pick up another rebound. Quickly head to Brian Haas. Haas to Bronson Smith. Bronson shot is no good. A travel going to be called. Eskimos with a couple of changes as Rango comes in. And also in for the Cardinals, Carson Woodford will come into the game. Pressure put on. Berger with it. Bryant Haas trying to poke the ball free. Berger gets into the front court. But again, Haas trying to lock him down. And Haas comes away with a loose ball on the steal. Esko trying to go swipe for the ball. Shot off the glass is no good. And the rebound hauled in by the Eskimos. Rider Valley leading 13-8. Over on the far side in the corner to Berger. Berger down low. Sadola. Sadola around Carson Woodford. And his shot is good. Nice defense by Carson Woodford. Better shot, though, by Sadola. Kicks far side to Woodford. Back across, Alex Lang. Lang kicks it out to Carson. Back outside for Cole. Cole around the screen far side. Cole in the corner to Lang. Lang kicks it out to Getter. Getter under, tried to get it underneath to Bryant Haas, but the ball hit the underside of the rim. Esko will have control as coming into the game for Esko is Corey Kalma. Lang and Woodford trying to apply some pressure in the front court. Esko able to kick it out for a three to tie. It's good. Spindler ties the score 13-13, and now a tip ball and a steal picked up by Esko. Esko dings it in the corner. Kicks back out. Another three for Spindler, and another make for Trevor Spindler. He's got two consecutive. Esko has taken a 16-13 lead with 10:02 left to go here in the second half. And an offensive foul going to be called on the Cardinals. Carson picks one up. Esko will inbound. Redwood Valley will press. Colin Wells comes into the game for Cole. And Esko gets the inbound. Rengo with it. 9:55 left to go here in the first half. It's 16-13. Esko with the lead. Rengo back to the top. Drive by Spindler. Shot is no good. Carson with the rebound. Colin Wells zips it ahead to Alex Lang. Lang, spin around, fadeaway shot is good. Nicely done by Alex Lang. 16-15. Esko up by one. Rango far side, hands it off to Berger. Berger in the corner. Bryant Haas trying to poke the ball away. Berger on the drive. Mid-range two is good. Camden Berger with his first basket. 18-15. And a travel going to be called on Redwood Valley. Esko will inbound once again. Picked up by Rango. Lang and Haas trying to apply some pressure. Rango with it at the top. Kicks it across to Spindler. Dribble handoff to Rango. Kicks down low to Spindler. Spindler, shot is good and the foul. And that's the second on Carson Woodford. Esko with a 5-point lead as Cole Woodford checks back in for Carson. Free throw for Spindler is no good. Cole with the rebound. First miss from the line for either team. 20-15, Esko on top. Cole kicks it to Kyle Huntercook on the near side. Huntercook on the wing, back to Haas at the top. Haas over to Cole. Cole around the screen, got a good look. Off the rim, no good. Rebound is tipped out and picked up by the Eskimos. Rango will bring it up. 8:29 left to go here in the first half. It's 20-15, Esko on top. Rango on the drive. He is cut off by Alex Lang. Back to the top. Spindler kicks it in the corner. Spindler, another three, offline. This time, rebound goes to Colin Wells. Wells in attack mode. Wells tries to drive. He'll get it to Cole. Cole with it on the near side. And a foul going to be called on Rango. Woodford will inbound. Foul called on Rango. Brennan Sander into the game. Inbound goes to Wells as Esko putting on some ball pressure. Cole with it at the top of the key. Redwood Valley trailing 20-15. Cole with it at the top. Cole going into attack mode far side. Cole, shot is no good. And the rebound goes to the Eskimos. And now Woodford going to be called for a foul trying to poke the ball away. And Redwood Valley going to call a timeout. It's a full Esko leading 20-15 with 7:38 left to go here in the first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to State Class 2A Constellation Semifinals here on KLGR. 7:38 left to go here in the first half. It is 20-15, Esko on top. Esko also with the ball. And tipped on the inbound. Rango able to track it down in the backcourt. Brennan Sander into the game. Far side to Spindler. Spindler to the top of the key for Kalma. Rango far side. Working the perimeter. Back to the top for Weffel. Back across to Spindler. Spindler kicks it out in the corner. Spindler working it inside. Kicks back out. Weffel. Spindler now on the drive. Spindler, shot is blocked! And the ball going to stay with Esko. Kyle Huntercook picks up the swat. Lang will check out as Bronson Smith comes back in. Inbound play, kicked out far side to Weffel. Weffel goes up and over Bronson Smith, no good, gets the rebound. It's tipped out by Brennan Sander. Esko will keep it. Kicks far side. Esko with the ball, Rango top of the key. And an offensive foul going to be called. It'll just be a 5 second violation on Esko. So Redwood Valley with the ball. Esko leading 20-15. Cole with it far side. Cole on the attack. Shot is good in the foul. Cole Woodford hard to the rack. And he gets the shot to go. Fisher picks up his second. And Cole with a chance to cut it to a two-point game. Free throw is no good. Spindler with the rebound. And Spindler with it at the top. Spindler on the drive. Kicks it back out. Weffel with it at the top of the key. In the corner to Spindler. Spindler back to the top. Rango tries the drive. He's cut off. We'll dribble back towards the top of the key. In the corner, Spindler, a long three. Again, no good. Rebound hauled in. And Esko's putback shot by Riley Fisher is good. Make it 22-17. Colin Wells with it. Colin tries to drive. He'll get it to Bronson Smith, far side of the wing. Bronson around a screen to Brennan Sander. Sander kicks it out to Colin Wells. Colin fakes the three. Colin tries to get through traffic. So instead, dribble handoff to Cole Woodford. Cole with the floater, short. Loose ball picked up by the Eskimos. Eskimos with it. Weffel with it at the top. Spindler tries to drive. Instead, we'll kick it back out on left side to Rango. Rango far side. Ball kicks down low. Shot is no good. Kyle Huntercook with the rebound. Ball stripped away, but Huntercook able to keep it. 22-17, Esko with the lead. Brennan Sanders. Ball going to Esko. James Legard enters the game for Esko. Brian Haas and Carter Getter come into the game for Redwood Valley as Colin Wells and Brennan Sander will depart. Inbound coming from Spindler. And he'll get it across to Legard, who brings it up for the Eskimos. Legard on the drive. What a move by James Legard. 24-17. Woodford in the corner to Bronson. Back outside. Hunter Cook kicks it to Cole. Cole on the far side. Cole looking to attack. Cole. Off balance shot. Cole Woodford nicely done. 24-19. 4:34 left to go first half. Offense starting to pick up a little bit after a dry spell. Spindler with it on the left wing. Spindler trying to attack. Ball poked away. Esko saves it, and spin around up and in for Berger is good. 26-19, Woodford far side. Cole on the attack. Back outside to Hunter Cook, kicked in the corner for Bronson Smith. Back out to Woodford, and across to Brian Haas. Smith with it in the corner. Hunter Cook going to try a three. Kyle Hunter Cook, corner pocket for three. And a timeout going to be called by Esko. 3:52 left to go here in the first half. Esko leading 26-22. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Class 2A Consolation Semifinals here on KLGR. 3:52 left to go here in the first half. 26-22, Esko on top. And Esko has the ball. Cardinals will get set in the half-court defense. Esko will bring the ball up. Berger with it. And Berger brings it in. Kick on the near side to Legard. Legard on the drive. Kicks it out. Ball nearly turned over by John Zarorski. Far side, Legard. Goes around a screen. Gonzaworski on the drive. Nearly picked up Spindler. Kicks it back out to the top for Gonzaworski. Gonzaworski on the drive. Back out to Legard. Far side, Esko's starting to be a little more methodical. Ball shoveled inside, kicked in the corner. Berger for three, good. 29-22. Getter kicked inside to Bronson Smith. And a foul going to be called as Smith hits the deck. First on John Zaworski. Woodford inbound. Bounces it to Kyle Huntercook. They fake the handoff. Back to Cole. Deep three. Offline. Carter Getter with a nice offensive rebound. Bronson Smith tried for the tip shot. It's no good. And the rebound picked up by Berger. Far side. Gonzorski, no. Loose ball picked up by Brian Haas. Haas with option. Haas kicks it to Cole. Cole in rhythm. Cole kicks it in the corner to Hunter Cook. Another three, Kyle Hunter Cook. 29-25, 2:12 left to go here in the first half. Esko still on top. Berger with it. Esko noticeably trying to slow the pace. Gonzaworski around the screen. He's got it at the top. That's Legard, actually. Legard on the attack. Legard off balance. No. And a foul underneath as Cole Woodford hits the deck. Koskala trying to go for the rebound. He picks up the foul. 1:52 left to go here in the first half. Esko leading 29-25. Cole with it. He'll bring it up. Cole at the top. Cole on the attack. Hunter Cook across to Brian Haas. Haas back to Cole. A three. Cole Woodford with the three. And it's now just a one-point game, 29-28, 1:30 left to go. Ball lobbed across to Spindler. Kicked inside. Back out. A three for Weffel. Offline. Rebound hauled in by Brian Haas. Cardinals to take the lead. Carter Getter zings it in the corner. Bronson Smith for the lead. No good. Carter Getter the rebound. And his shot is good. And Redwood Valley has stormed all the way back. They lead 30-29 with a minute left to go here in the first half. Weefel with it back to the top for Berger. Berger setting the offense. Berger far side. Back to the top for Spindler. Spindler trying to get something going. Goes across to Berger far side. Kicks to Koskala. Drive by Berger. Berger, short two, is good. 30 seconds left to go. Redwood Valley trailing 31-30. Cole at the top. He'll hand it off to Brian Haas. Haas far side to Woodford. Cole back across to Getter. Carter with it on the wing right side. 17 seconds left to go. Cardinals trying to set up for the final shot of the half. Woodford far side. Cole. And a foul going to be called on Berger. And they won't have to wait for the final shot as they will be shooting a couple of free throws. Couple of subs in for the Eskimos. Kalma in, as is Sadola. Woodford with a chance to give the Cardinals the lead. First free throw is good. 31-31. One more coming. Cole with 10 points. Second free throw is also good. 32-31. .9 seconds left to go. Cardinals press. Berger with it far side. 6 seconds. Five. Berger on the drive. Berger up to the basket. Shot is good. And we will head to the half with Esko leading 33-32. We'll take a break. We'll come back after this. You're listening to State Class 2A Consolation Semifinals here on KLGR. 5:28 left in halftime. Esko with a basket to beat the buzzer to take a 33-32 lead. Esko led early. Cardinals led early. Esko roared back to take the lead. Cardinals grabbed the lead late with a 32-31 lead with about 7 seconds left to go in the half before Esko then with a coast-to-coast layup by Camden Berger. And that made it 33-32 at the half. Looking at the stats, Esko, 14 of 31 from the field. They are 3 of 10 from the three-point line and 2 of 3 from the free-throw line. 6 offensive rebounds for the Eskimos in the first half for a total of 14. They've got 8 defensive rebounds. Just one turnover. That's the big reason that Esko has come out and played as well as they have, is they've really cut the turnovers down. That was a massive problem for them against Minneapolis North. And 7 assists as well. So they have assisted on 7 of their 14 field goals. 1 block and a steal as well. For Redwood Valley, they are 12 of 22 from the field, so a much higher number, albeit on far fewer shots. Cardinals are 4 of 9 from three-point land, and 4 of 5 from the line. They have 15 rebounds. They won that rebound battle in the first half, but those 6-0 boards for Esko, that's something that has to be cleaned up a little bit for Redwood Valley here in the second half. Cardinals with 3 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive rebounds for that total of 15. 7 assists, but 7 turnovers for Redwood Valley. That includes an offensive foul and a couple of travels as well. And 1 block and a steal as well. Scoring looks like this. Cole Woodford with 11 points on 4 of 11 shooting. He's 1 for 5 from 3. Bronson Smith with 5 points on 2 of 4 shooting. He's 1 for 2 from 3. Kyle Huntercook, 3 for 3 from the field, 2 for 2 from 3. He's got 10 points and 3 rebounds. Colin Wells, 1 for 1 from the field. He's got 2 points and 2 rebounds, as well as 2 assists. Brian Haas, 0 for 1 from the field with 2 rebounds. Alex Lang, 1 for 1 from the field. He's got 2 points. Carter Getter, 1 for 1 from the field with 2 points. He's got 2 rebounds as well. And Carson Woodford, a rebound, and picked up a couple of fouls early on in that in the first half. So he had to sit for a majority of the first half. For Esko, John Stadola with 4 total points on 2 of 4 shooting, also has 3 rebounds and 2 assists and a steal. Peyton Weifel, 0 for 4 from the field, 3 rebounds. Riley Fisher, 1 for 2 from the field. He's got 2 total points, 4 rebounds. Trevor Spindler, 5 of 11 from the field. He's got 14 points. Camden Berger with 11 total points on 5 of 6 from the field with 2 assists. Hubie Gonzarowski, 0 for 1 from the field. James Lagarde has 2 points, 1 for 2 from the field with a block as well. 33 points at the half for Esko, 32 for Redwood Valley. And winner of this game will take on Melrose in the consolation championship game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We know the first two games, they're both set already, as Springfield will be playing in the first consolation championship game tomorrow. Actually, it'll be consolation semis for Class A. Keep forgetting that 2A is just a game ahead. Springfield will be taking on Christ Household of Faith at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, right here from Concordia University. Then Cromwell Wright taking on Westbrook Walnut Grove at noon. Winner of those two games will advance to the consolation championship at 8 a.m. on Saturday from Concordia University. So that is what we have going on. We'll have those first two games. Of those first two games on the FM tomorrow on 97.7 Jack FM. And if Redwood Valley is able to win here tonight, we'll cover them at 2 o'clock on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9. That's the plan as we know of it here for our broadcast, as we have hit the final couple of games for the winter sports season. And what a marathon it has been, let me tell you. Esko will have the ball to start the second half, and it will be Weifel to inbound, and the inbound goes to Berger in the backcourt. He will bring it up. Connor Josephson with some pressure applied. Spindler with it. Spindler tries to drive. And shot for Spindler is good. And Esko with the first basket of the second half. They take a 35-32 lead. Woodford to Josephson on the left wing. Connor zings it over to Bronson Smith. Cole back to the top for Huntercook. Kyle in the corner. Colin Wells fakes the three. Colin on the drive. Floater. No good. Rebound hauled in by Esko. Berger with it at the top. Kicks it out. Kicks in the corner to Spindler. Findler far side. Dribble handoff to Berger. Berger with it. Far side to Fisher. Fisher to Weifel. Weifel around the screen. He'll hand it off to Spindler. Spindler on the attack. Pull up two is good. Trevor Spindler makes it 37-32, 16:46 left to go. Josephson tried to kick back out to the top, and Woodford picks the pass up just beyond half court. Wells far side. Collin thinks about a deep three. He'll kick it in the corner to Josephson. Back out to Hunter Cook quickly across to Cole. Cole far side for Wells. Wells on the drive. Collin Wells off the backboard. No, saves the shot. Kyle Hunter Cook steps into a three and knocks it down. And Redwood Valley cuts it to a two-point game, 37-35. Esko's got to hurry. And the ball tipped out. It's going to stay with Esko. Inbound to Berger. And he's able to get it to Spindler. Spindler. Offensive foul going to be called on Spindler. Kyle Hunter Cook took a large amount of contact. And so, Redwood Valley will have a chance to tie it up or take the lead on this possession. 16:01 left to go here in the second half. Esko leading 37-35. Wells to Josephson at the top. Josephson out to Cole. Cole turns three for the lead. No. Rebound is picked up by Connor Josephson. Kyle Hunter Cook. Shot is good in the foul. Kyle Hunter Cook. And the foul is on Spindler, his second. Hunter Cook up to 15. And a chance for the lead. Free throw is no good. Josephson with the rebound. Colin Wells for three offline. And ball will, oh boy, ball will go to Esko as Kyle Hunter Cook went all the way into the divider on the far side. Josephson trying to steal the ball away. Can't quite handle it. And Esko will maintain control as Redwood Valley into a full court press. Inbound. Picked up by Spindler. Spindler loses the handle. Gets it to Weifel. Back across to Berger. Berger on the attack. Berger kicks it inside. Woodford! And a jump ball is going to be called. Woodford reaches in and rips the ball away from Stadola. Redwood Valley will take control. Hunter Cook ready for the inbound. Gets it in far side. Josephson. And Josephson throws it out. It's going to Esko. Spindler with it. Gets it in for Berger far side, and Josephson will try to prevent him getting into the front court. We're tied at 37, 15:06 left to go. Berger at the top of the key. Hands it off to Spindler. Spindler around a screen. He'll hand it off to Weifel. Weifel far side to Berger. Berger fakes the three. Berger, right-hand runner, no. And loose ball, Esko can't handle it. Cardinals will take over. Wells inbound. Wells with it on the left wing. Collin around a couple screens. Hands it off to Josephson. Josephson back to Hunter Cook. Kyle another three. He's feeling it. Offline. Rebound hauled in by Fisher. Kyle Hunter Cook is locked in here in this game. He's got 15 points. He's taking a charge. Ball poked away. Spindler comes away with it. Trying to shovel it underneath to Stadola, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will stay with Esko. Kama comes back in. And the inbound will go to Berger. Berger. And tipped away by Josephson. It'll stay with Esko, but a good job by Connor to read the eyes. And nowhere to go with it. Inbounds to Weifel. Weifel kicks it down low to Berger. Berger going to work. Berger, short two, no good. Cole the rebound. Cole looking to push. Cole loses balance, and he goes down in a heap. And that will be a foul on Esko. And that will be on Spindler, his third. Coming into the game for Esko is Rengo. Carter Getter comes in for Colin Wells. Berger will take out, or will come out of the game. And a steal now by Spindler. Spindler lays it up and in for two. Esko reclaims the lead. 39-37. A trap by Esko. Hunter Cook beats it. Hunter Cook on the drive. Kicks it inside to Wells. Smith, that is. Bronson's shot is no good. And Esko comes away with the ball. Weifel, corner three. Offline. Hunter Cook with the rebound. He'll get it to Connor Josephson. Josephson to Bronson Smith, far side. Esko leading 39-37. Tips pass. And it's going to stay with Redwood Valley. Bryant Haas getting ready to check into the game. 13-26 left to go here. Second half, it's 39-37. Esko on top by two. Josephson zings it inside to Hunter Cook, and Kyle can't handle it. Good idea, though, as feed the hot hands for sure. Hunter Cook with some nice moves inside. Pass just a little bit too outside for him to grab, and now a foul going to be called as Connor Josephson is leveled by Rengo. So Redwood Valley will take over. Lobbed out to Cole Woodford off the inbound. Getter with it, back to Cole, and a foul going to be called underneath as Kyle Hunter Cook gets tangled up. Fisher picked up his third. Josephson trying to lob it in. It's tipped. Redwood Valley will inbound it once again. Lobbed into Brian Haas. Haas going to work. Shot no good. Connor Josephson, the rebound, and he's called for a travel. And Riley Fisher on the way down with was actually had an official come up to him. Not sure if he was saying something to one of the Cardinals, but nonetheless, the official telling him something. Rengo with it. Esko leading 39-37. Rengo far side to Kama. Spindler. Shot is good. Lot of contact underneath. And Spindler makes it 41-37. Cole Woodford with a mid-range two. It's no good. The rebound handled by the Eskimos. Rengo in the corner, and a three is good for Lagarde, and that makes it 44-37 with 12:27 left to go. Woodford steps up for three. Not even a doubt. Cole Woodford for three to get the Cardinals back within four. And now Esko going to get the benefit of a timeout. With 12:12 left to go, it is 44-40. We will take a break. Esko on top by four. You're listening to State Class 2A Consolation Semifinals here on KLGR. 12:12 left to go here in the second half. It is 44-40. Esco on top. Rango with it. Gets it in. Josephson trying to lock him down. Kama around a screen. Back outside to Lagarde. Far side for Rango. Rango working the perimeter. Back out to Spindler. And now an offensive foul going to be called on Esco. And Spindler picked up his fourth. Esco's coach not happy about the call. Redwood Valley will inbound. Little bit of pressure put on by Esco as Spindler has to come out of the game. 11:47 left to go. Haas far side. He'll hand it off to Alex Lang. Lang with space in the corner to Cole. Cole with it on the wing. Cole back out to Haas. Bryant tries to drive, and he throws it into the Redwood Valley bench. Somebody zigged when they were supposed to zag, and as a result, the pass goes out of bounds. Esco picks it up. Rango into the front court. Gets it to Kama. Kama scanning his route. Picks it out. Back to Berger. Berger going around the screen. He'll back it up. 11:12 left to go. Esco again trying to slow down the pace. Berger, mid-range two. I think Carson Woodford got a piece of that one. And the Cardinals in transition again. Cole kicks it out to Lang. Lang in the corner to Brian Haas. Haas, and he is fouled. And that'll be on Berger. Berger picks up his second, and very interesting as Cole Woodford checked out for a little bit of a breather. The foul disparity in this second half, 7 fouls on Esco, not a single one on Redwood Valley so far. Haas, first free throw is good. And that was the first point for a while to make it 44-41. Second free throw, also good. So Haas knocks down a couple. 44-42. Esco on top. Berger. Cardinals try a little trap. Berger able to get out of it. Rango in the corner. Berger with it far side. He'll dribble back to the top of the key. Now spinning inside. Back out. Rango. On the drive. Ball is loose. Picked up. Alex Lang. And a foul going to be called on Sadola. And Esco starting to melt down a little bit here in the second half. Eight fouls on Esco, none for Redwood Valley still. Bronson Smith into the game. Brian Haas will check out. Lang with a free throw coming. Rattles out, and the rebound goes to Kama. 44-42, Kama kicks it over, catch and shoot three, offline, Kama the rebound, loose ball picked up by Carson Woodford. Woodford gets it back to Kyle Huntercook, and Huntercook takes the ball. He says, give me the ball, I'll bring it up, kicked in the corner, Bronson Smith fakes the three, back out to Huntercook and across to Alex Lang. Carson Woodford on the right side. Back to Bronson Smith, Smith in the corner again to Carson, back to the top for Huntercook. Over to Alex Lang in the corner again to Bronson Smith. 9:52 left to go. Carson with it in the corner. Back to Josephson. Josephson on the attack. Josephson shot no good. Rebound hauled in by Berger. 9:39 left to go here. Second half. It's 44-42. Esco on top. Berger on the drive. Runner is good. Camden Berger. And that makes it 46-42. Alex Lang with it. Lang on the drive. Lang shot is no good. Berger another board. Cole getting ready to come back in, and a foul will be called as Berger tried to drive and
I
a thunderous roar of applause from the Esco fans as that, with 9:15 left to go here in the second half, is the first foul called on Redwood Valley. Inbound goes to Weifel. Weifel working the wing. Weifel on the attack. Spins. Scoop shovel up and in. Weifel for two. 48-42. Cole with the ball. Kicks it to Hunter Cook. Kyle fakes the handoff. Kyle. Runner offline. Rebound hauled in by Fisher. Fisher brings it up far side. Connell with it. Lobs it back across. Kicks in the corner. Weifel back out to the top of the key for Berger. 8:40 left to go. Esco again. Just holding it. They are, again, really trying to slow the pace. And an offensive foul going to be called again. That'll be on Berger, his third. Colin Wells coming into the game for Carson Woodford. Woodford will bring it up. 8:22 left to go, second half. 48-42, Esco on top. Woodford around a screen. Cole kicks it in the corner to Bronson. Back to Cole on the wing left side. Back to the top of the key for Colin Wells. Wells thought about a three. He'll instead try to drive. Kicks it over to Bronson. Bronson working the perimeter. Has it stolen away. Picked up by Lagarde. He'll bring it up. 7:58 left to go. Weifel, corner three. Offline, rebound hauled in by Fisher. He goes up and in for two. And it's 50-42. Three on the other end for Cole Woodford. And a timeout going to be called by Redwood Valley. It's 50-45. Esco on top. 7:42 left to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. 7:42 left to go here in the second half. It is 50-45. Esco leading despite already being in the double bonus. In the half, they have committed 9 fouls. And Berger will bring it up. Berger with it at the top. Esco again trying to slow the pace down a little bit. Berger has Redwood Valley coming out in a little bit of a zone. Kicked inside to Spindler in the corner. Kama with it. Back out to Berger. Berger bounces it to Lagarde on the near side. Loses the handle. Cardinals try trap. Cole Woodford comes away with it. And Woodford loses the handle on the ball. Berger comes away with it as Woodford tries to go for the steal. Kicked out to Weifel. Weifel, mid-range two, off the glass. No. Kama gets the ball, and it's stolen away by Bronson Smith. Cole with it. Steps into a long three offline. Rebound hauled in by Colin Wells. Wells will try one. Short. Rebound hauled in by Wells. And a foul going to be called on Esco. So Colin will head to the free throw line. That'll be the fourth on Fisher. So Spindler with four, Fisher with four. Wells with a couple free throws to try to cut it. Inside five, and first free throw is good. Makes it 50-46. Spindler back in. Second free throw is good, so Wells knocks down a couple. And pressure put on. Kama with it, zings it across to Weifel. Weifel to Spindler. He lines up a three. Off the iron, no, and Josephson comes away with the rebound. Lobs quickly ahead to Cole. Cole on the attack. And the ball out of bounds. And the official's going to talk about it here. and ball will be out of bounds and will go to Esko. 6:21 left to go, and Esko says, yeah, we'll give it right back. Nobody to pass to. And looks like Esko going to call a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. 6:21 left to go here in the second half. Esko leading 50-47. You're listening to Section Class 2A State Quarterfinals here on KLGR. 6:21 left to go here in the second half. Esko leading 50-47. Connor Josephson gets the inbound in the corner to Cole. Turns. 3 to tie. Rattles out. Ball tipped out. And the rebound hauled in by Berger. Berger with it. Slow playing the dribble. Esko really trying to slow the tempo down. Spindler on Woodford. Spindler kicks it outside in the corner. Kama with it. Kama down low. Back outside. Kama tries to drive. He'll instead dribble back out. Kama on the attack. Kicks it back out to Weifel. Weifel to Berger. Berger on the near side. Inside to Spindler, and a foul going to be called on Colin Wells. And with 5:32 left to go in the second half, second foul of the half on Redwood Valley. Wells picks up his second. Inbound underneath. Spindler able to guide one in. And it's 52-47. Josephson on the drive. Josephson's shot is good. Nice drive by Connor Josephson. And it's 52-49. Pressure again put on by Redwood Valley. Spindler. Runner is good. And Spindler having a monster game here. He's got 24 points. 54-49 the score. Cole will bring it up with 4:58 left to go here in the second half. Woodford goes around a screen. Cole zings it across to in the corner to Hunter Cook. Kyle to Cole. Cole on the attack. Off the glass, Cole Woodford again. And that makes it 54-51. Cole with 19. Berger with it. Kicks it down low to Kama. Kama back out to Spindler. 4:20 left to go here in the second half. Sadola with it on the near side. He'll dribble back up to the top. Weifel. Weifel far side. Spindler on the drive. Up and in for two. Kyle Huntercook has taken a beating here tonight as he, again, hits the deck. 3:53 left to go. Huntercook with it on the wing far side. Back to Josephson in the corner to Cole. Cole on the drive. Cole off balance. Spindler with it. Kicks it inside to Weifel. And a foul going to be called from behind on Colin Wells, his third. Subs for both teams as Brian Haas and Carter Getter come into the game for Redwood Valley. Fisher will come in for Esko. And a foul going to be called on Brian Haas. Coach Lindahl shrugs. Says, we're good. Inbound. Fisher picks it up. And a foul going to be called underneath. That will send Spindler to the free throw line. So Haas calls for his second. Spindler with free throws coming. First is good. 57-51. And second free throw is good for Spindler. 58-51. Esko on top with 3:25 left to go. Get her in the corner. Back to Hunter Cook to the top for Haas. Haas fakes the pass. Haas on the attack. And again. And now what's going on here? A lot of contact underneath. An Esko player is down in a heap. Weefel. And I think he's going to be called. No, it'll just be out of bounds. Redwood Valley ball. A lot of contact on the baseline. Multiple times over. Kicked into Hunter Cook. Back in the corner to Josephson. Cole with it on the wing. Cole, deep three. It's good! 58-54, and a timeout will be called. Esko leads by four, 3:06 left to go. You're listening to the State Class 2A Consolation Semifinals here on KLGR. 3:06 left to go here in the second half. 58-54, Esko still on top. It's been a very physical game, to say the least. And... a nice little exchange between Kyle Huntercook and Fisher of Esko. And a timeout going to be called by Esko. Looks like it's just going to be a, is it a full? It's a full, so we'll take a timeout. 2:53 left to go, 58-54, Esko on top. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball on KLGR. 2:53 left to go here in the second half. Esko leading Redwood Valley 58-54. And that exchange that I mentioned earlier, it was Riley Fisher and Kyle Huntercook on the far side of the court, near side for me as the ball was being inbounded. They were talking about what had just transpired. And a 5-second going to be called on Esko. So Redwood Valley will have possession as Berger got tangled up, and he could not get back up. But Fisher and Huntercook talking about what was happening on the far end of the court in that crazy sequence. Both laughed and kind of shrugged it off. So despite this being a very physical game, good that both teams can still laugh a little bit. Woodford gets it to Josephson. Josephson in the corner. Colin Wells with it. Esko with some aggressive ball pressure. In the corner to Bronson. Bronson back out to Cole. Cole a three. Rattles out. Kama with the rebound. He'll get it to Spindler. Lobbed ahead to Berger. Berger back out. Spindler on the drive. And a foul going to be called on Woodford. So Cole picks up his second. That will send Spindler to the free throw line once again. First free throw is good for Trevor Spindler. It's 29 points. It's 59-54. Weefel comes back in for Kama. Second free throw is also good. Trevor Spindler up to 30 points, 60-54. Esko with the lead with 2:09 left to go. Hunter Cook gets it to Woodford. Cole on the attack. Offensive foul going to be called. Woodford picks up the foul. Brian Haas and Carter Getter check into the game for Bronson Smith and Colin Wells. Esko will inbound the ball as looks like there's a slick spot on the court. and they will towel it off. 2:04 remaining here. They'll just throw that towel off to the side in case they need it later. 2:04 remaining. Esko to inbound. Berger gets it far side. Cardinals pressing. Esko lobs it ahead to Weifel. Weifel. Esko able to get it outside. Rango back to Berger. Cardinals with pressure. And a foul going to be called on Brian Haas, and that will send Esko to the free throw line. Haas picked up his third. Wells and Smith into the game. 1:44 left to go. Camden Berger will shoot a couple. First is no good. Loose ball is going to go to Esko. Rango gets it far side to Weifel. Weifel to Spindler. Spindler far side. Redwood Valley trying to trap, and what's the call here? Cole picks up his fourth. Cole getting an explanation from the official that called the foul. Free throw is coming. And the free throw is good for Sam Rango. Makes it 61-54 with 1:31 left to go. Second also good. 62-54. 1:26 left to go. Wells to Cole. Cole on the attack. Kicks it in the corner. Josephson high, arcing three. Misses everything. And loose ball picked up by Berger. He quickly gets it ahead to Fisher. And that's going to be it for Cole Woodford. So that's it for Cole Woodford's Cardinal career, and not the way hopefully Redwood Valley can come back and win this game. That is certainly not the way that Cole expected his final minutes of this game to go. Esko leading 63-54. Second free throw, no good. Josephson on the attack. His shot is no good. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with Redwood Valley with 1:02 left to go. Wells in the corner for three. Off the top of the backboard, no good. Fisher is fouled. And now Fisher will shoot free throws. That'll be the first on Kyle Huntercook. So Fisher will shoot two. One more on the way, and it's good. 65-54, Josephson in the corner, and the ball picked up and stolen away. Fisher going to be called for the travel. So Redwood Valley will have possession, 65-54, Esko on top. Josephson kicks inside to Hunter Cook, and Kyle is fouled. So Hunter Cook will head to the line. Fisher called for the foul. That is his fifth. So Fisher fouls out. Kama comes in. Hunter Cook makes the first free throw. 65-55 the score. And second free throw also good. 65-56. Coach Lindahl going to take a 30-second timeout, so we'll take a break as well. 65-56. Esko on top. You're listening to the State Class 2A Consolation Semifinals here on KLGR. 37.6 seconds left to go here in the second half. And Bryant Haas fouls. Spindler will head to the line for more free throws. Spindler with 30 points here tonight. And the first rattles out. One more coming, though, as both teams now in the double bonus. Second free throw also no good. So Spindler misses a pair. Josephson will run it ahead. Connor on the attack. And shot is no good. And Josephson will foul Berger. And looks like Redwood Valley going to get the seniors in. Going to let these seniors come off the floor, I should say. After the first free throw, Berger hits it. And Bronson Smith, Colin Wells, Brian Haas, Kyle Huntercook, and Connor Josephson will all check out. Obviously not all seniors, but the starters all coming out of the game. Give Michael Mace, Winterhawk, Old Rock, Josiah Hulquist, Kyle Lechner a shot to get a little play here at the end of this state tournament run for Redwood Valley. Free throw is no good for Berger, and Michael Mace will foul his. He's going to come out of the game to allow Brian Vinge to come in. So Mace will shoot a couple free throws. First free throw is no good for Michael Mace. Vinge into the game for Berger as Esko will advance to take on Melrose in the Consolation Championship tomorrow at 2 o'clock. 13 seconds left to go, and Esko just content to dribble this one out. The Redwood Valley boys basketball team made an incredible run to the state tournament, but they are done as Esko beats Redwood Valley 66-56 in the Consolation Semifinals. Cardinals finished the season at 16-13, and Esko will play Melrose in the Consolation Championship tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back for some postgame. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. Final score again here at Concordia University in St. Paul, 66-56. Esko gets the win. To improve to 22-10, Redwood Valley finishes their season at 16-13, and the magical run to the state tournament has finally come to an end. Cardinals just ran into two very physical teams here in these two games at the state tournament. Both Perham and Esko both very physical, and the Cardinals did their best, but some very tough matchups for Redwood Valley here in these two games. Looking at the numbers here in this one, Esko finished the game 25 of 51 from the field. They were 11 of 20 in the second half. And they finished 4 of 15 from the free throw line, from the three-point line. 12 of 18 from the free throw line. And they had 35 rebounds, out-rebounding Redwood Valley, 35-31. And committed 13 turnovers. They had 9 assists, 4 blocks, 5 steals. Committed 19 fouls. Redwood Valley, 19 of 50 from the field. They shot just 7 of 28 from the field in the second half, including 4 of 13 from 3. 8 of 22 for the game from the three-point line was at Redwood Valley. And the Cardinals also 10 of 15 from the free throw line. 31 rebounds for Redwood Valley in the game. They had 17 turnovers, 11 assists, a block, 5 steals in the game. Esko led 33-32 at the half. Esko then outscored Redwood Valley 33-24 in the second half. And unfortunately, that's some team is going to lose, and that was Redwood Valley here in this game here today. Looking at some of the totals, Connor Josephson finished the game with 2 points. He had 6 boards, 3 assists. On 1 of 5 shooting, Cole Woodford, 8 of 21 from the field, 4 of 12 from 3, also 2 of 3 from the line. He had 22 points, 5 rebounds, also an assist and 2 steals in his final game as a Redwood Valley Cardinal. Bronson Smith finished the game with 5 points. He was 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, also had a rebound and an assist. Kyle Huntercook finished the game with 17 points on 5 of 8 shooting. 3 for 4 from 3. He also had 5 rebounds and an assist. So Kyle Huntercook finishing with 17 points in his final game for Redwood Valley. As unfortunately, that will be the final game for the following players: Brennan Sander, Kyle Lechner, Cole Woodford, Josiah Hulquist, Bronson Smith, Kyle Huntercook, Colin Wells, Winterhawk, Old Rock, and Michael Mace. So those seniors all played for the final time. We'll read through that list one more time before we finish here tonight, as looks like we are going to be joined by Coach Lindahl for some post-game. So we'll get that all set up here. And, yeah, we'll be joined by Coach Lindahl here. Didn't have a chance to catch up with you after the first game because media thing's kind of weird here at the state tournament. But before we dive into this game, how about this experience for the team to be able to come down here? And, I mean, they ran into a couple buzzsaws here. Purim and also Esko here, two very physical teams. But didn't back down, gave it everything they had, and a fun week despite losing a couple games here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is an experience those kids aren't going to forget. And, you know, we talked in the locker room. It's always tough, you know, especially for those seniors in their last game. But the lessons they're going to take away from this and the stuff they're going to remember is going to be awesome. You know, you saw it here. Last night, I think we shot 4 or 5 free throws of their 35. So we had to battle through some adversity, and we just never got down on ourselves. You know, we're battling. We're working hard for each other. We're stepping, taking charges. The stuff they're going to learn and take away from this, they might not realize it now. But 2, 3, 4 years down the line, it's going to all click and they're going to get it. And we talked about that because it is a special thing. And when you get 8 teams out of Class 2A out of 165 that get here, you're part of a pretty elite group. And our guys are just phenomenal. And they just work their butt off. They're great teammates. They're great kids off the court. It's been a great week hanging out with the kids. Because, you know, we get to see the kids at basketball practice and some of that stuff. But to get to hang out with the group of guys that we have, it just makes it so much fun. And it makes everything worth it. And the state appearances and all that stuff is great, but just knowing that the part we get to play in these kids' lives and then they get to play in our lives are just phenomenal.
Looking at this game here tonight, I don't know that I've ever seen midway through the game as big of a foul disparity as there was. Esko had 9 fouls, none for Redwood Valley, but it just seemed like it was very interesting to watch Esko. They never really seemed like they lost their cool despite all that. And, I mean, it seemed like the Cardinals had some good looks there in the second half. Just nothing was going down.
Yeah, that's right. We just didn't shoot the ball great. You know, they're obviously at the state tournament for a reason, and we are too. But, you know, they got a couple good breaks first half that fell for them. And second half as well, you know, if we get one more shot to fall down and one more stop here, it's a new ball game. But and we talked way back when we played first round against Painesville that every game from here on is going to be tougher. And we talked in the locker room that we knew we were going to end down here. And our guys believe that. And it's interesting to say as a four seed because a lot of people don't buy into that. but we said all along that we're not done yet. And we talked throughout the year that, yeah, did we drop a couple games? We wish we would have won. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got the Benson game late in the season. You got the Jackson game early. We lose 66-62. And we go and circle a handful of those games. But we talked that we only win games in March. And we show teams that we can do that late in the year that, yeah, whether we're the one seed, the two seed, the four seed, whatever, that we're going to compete, we're going to play really hard, and we're going to be great teammates. And we did that. So it's nothing to hang our heads on. It's going to be a great, you know, end of the year for us to enjoy some beat-ups tonight and to hang out with the guys a little bit. And, like, just a great group of guys to be around.
I'm going to kind of try to tightrope walk this next question because I think I can kind of feel a little bit here too. How about Cole?
He kind of starts for us. He's a kid that's been doing it since sophomore year, ninth grade year. We talked, you know, since he got dunked on as a ninth grader, his first varsity experience. I make sure I don't let him forget that. But it's a trickle-down effect. He's our best player. You can look at stats. You can watch film. It's not a secret. And it's really nice when your best player is your hardest worker. And it's a trickle-down effect. You know, it starts with Cole. It goes right down to Kyle and Bronson. Collins finishing up the starting lineup. You know, they buy into their roles. They work hard for each other. It goes right down the line, you know, with Brennan coming off the bench. And then we got guys who we don't see a lot of time. You know, you got your Michael Mace, your Winterhouse, Josiah, and Lechner. And they do so many things behind the scenes that people don't see. You know, obviously the guys that get most of the minutes, people kind of notice them and hear their name. But our whole group of seniors did a great job of leading. You know, we got some youth on our team. We got a couple ninth graders, 10th graders, a couple juniors. And we don't get here without our seniors leading them. And that's not just Cole going out there and showing how we score 30 points a game and things like that. It's Winterhawk talking to him in practice. Hey, Carson Woodford, make sure you get arm around. You know, Kyle Lechner talking to Alex, saying, hey, great job on the crossovers. Be careful on the left-handed. It's Josiah Hallquist battling with Carter Getter down low. And it's Kyle and Bronson when things aren't going well. If Cole's not hitting shots, they're going to step up and get it done for us. And it's Colin Wells hitting two big shots in the Morris game. And it's just it's Brennan Sander battling through a tough injury from the beginning of the year and bouncing back and getting back here. So we could talk for hours and hours on these guys. And the stuff they do on the court is great, but the stuff they do off the court is even better. And like we said, it trickles down. And everyone says you don't have a successful team unless your seniors are great leaders. And that's the reason we got here. It's because of those kids, and it starts from the top, the kids that play 32 minutes a game, and it goes all the way down to kids that might not ever touch the floor.
Final one for you, Coach, is a thank you from me because I have routinely told people that I'm so spoiled because I get a chance to watch both Taya and you and how you both handle your teams, how easy it is to root for them because they do all the little things so well. And to see this team overcome being the four seed in the section playoffs and to get here to the state tournament has been just an absolute thrill. And that doesn't happen without all the access that you give at practice, whether it's, hey, can we get an interview here after you get back from the bus? Can we do something in the morning? Yeah. Because schedules are so crazy.
They are.
But to be able to follow these two teams here this season has been nothing short of incredible, and I can't thank you enough for all the time and just allowing for me, the radio guy, to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, and we thank you, too. We go to other schools and we see other people and things like that they don't necessarily do that. You know, we go to different games, and sometimes you get interviewed by a paper guy or a radio guy, and sometimes there's no one there to cover the team. And I know we really appreciate the coaches, but the kids really appreciate it, too, because they love hearing their name on the radio, and they love going to school the next day, and some teachers say, hey, I heard you had a great game last night. Listen on the radio. And we know you put the hours we put in, too. It's not easy. It's a grind. You know, you're in Laverne on a Tuesday, and you're at work right away the next morning. It's like we're at school. So we really, really appreciate it, but it's just been a phenomenal group to follow through all the ups and downs, you know, all the injuries, all the whatever it is. It's just been a fun ride, and next week's going to be tough. It's been a grind here the last couple weeks, you know, having the girls go to state, and we're trying to support them, and then us trying to get our stuff done too. So it's going to be coming off cloud nine, and it'll be interesting. It's probably going to hit pretty hard, but You know, it's just been a really fun season.
I'm exhausted. I have nothing left after this, but I wouldn't trade any of it for the Royals. Coach, I'm going to let you go catch the bus, grab some beat-ups for me, and we'll catch up with you sometime in the next couple weeks to recap the season.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Coach Lindahl joining me here in the post game as the Cardinals fall by a score of 66-56. They finished the season at 16-13, and you heard it from Coach Lindahl that you know, this has been such a fun group to follow over the past few years. I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to have seen these kids complete their entire collegiate career, and that obviously is why there was a little bit of emotion that that showed through when talking about Cole Woodford, because you get a chance to see these kids come up and get their first bit of varsity action, and before you know it, then all of a sudden it is it's their final game, and it's so much fun to watch these kids play, and I wouldn't trade it for anything to be able to say that that's what I do here for KLGR. So a tremendous thank you to everyone that has made this postseason run possible. A tremendous thank you to everybody who tuned in and listened to our broadcast here over the past couple of weeks. I've got nothing left in the tank, so I'm going to sign off here from Concordia St. Paul. Randy will guide you through coverage tomorrow of Springfield and also Westbrook Walnut Grove. We'll have those games for you over on 97.7 Jack FM. But Seth Topol signing off for the final time here for the winter sports season. Cardinals come up short 66-56. Before we go, the Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the game, we are going with Cole Woodford, who had 22 points in his final game as a Cardinal. Unfortunately, not able to get a win here to continue things, but gave it everything he had out there on the court here tonight. Seth Topol signing off. Enjoy the rest of your night. We will have more basketball for you over on 97.7 Jack FM tomorrow. But until then, we'll send it back to regular programming on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, KLGR Redwood Falls.